You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
My beautiful listeners, thank you for tuning in to It's Our Time, presented by Salon BKB, the salon conversations brought to life on our podcast, dealing with everyday living of overcoming life obstacles and finding purpose in our lives. I'm Belinda K. Baker, your host, and it's my pleasure to share my 32 years experience as a salon owner, beauty advisor, business coach, and mentor. Women of all backgrounds enjoy the salon experience of stimulating conversation and sisterhood. It's common for us to willingly share our stories, our issues, and our problems with each other. I think that's why it's so easy for our group therapy sessions to jump off so effortlessly. We feel safe. We're not alone. There's somebody else that can identify with what we're saying. The power of the conversation is real, people. Women sharing with women, talking from our personal experiences, using our resources, and being influencers to help each other. In these moments, we don't care about social status, race, or the differences. We're connecting through our issues, bonding in our friendships, and often end up building strong alliances in and out of the salon. So today's salon conversation is keeping it real. The power of music, the moral, emotional, and cultural impact of music. I think we can all agree that music has the power to make us feel a certain way. It sets the mood. It creates an atmosphere. Studies show that we have behavioral influences by the way we feel. And therefore, because music has the power to influence how we feel, it's powerful. It is an aromatherapy for our soul. Think about it. When we get up in the morning, we know what music will get us started, what playlist to play when we go for our workout, and the perfect jazz that calms us down. Music touches us. It speaks to us. And it can and does have an impact on our lives. Now, before we go into our session today, I want to make sure that I take time to thank my sponsors, Atlanta Life Media Agents. Your support allows me to produce our show, and we are truly grateful to Atlanta Life Media Agency, a premier Georgia television, film, and entertainment behind-the-camera production support consulting agency. Listeners, check them out at www.atlma.net, Atlanta Life Media Agency, where connections are made. And if you would like to join our conversation as a sponsor, please email us at info@up2meradio.com. Now, our topic today, the power of music, aromatherapy for our souls. Our guest today is an expert in understanding the effects of music as a lyricist and as a performer. Dr. Kezia McNeil Curry is a native Atlantean, professor, wife, and my friend who has discovered the inherent power of music as an aid in life's conflicts and has a personal testimony of the experience of God's ability to exchange beauty to ashes. She uses her voice and influence to nurture young minds, hearts, and spirits, and to help them reach for their highest potential. Virtual listeners, let's welcome Dr. Kezia McNeil Curry. Hi, Kezia.
Hi, Belinda.
How are you?
I am well, well, well.
I'm excited because, you know, we started this conversation when you were in the salon, and it just impacted me so much that I wanted to share with the audience all of your wealth of knowledge, you know, about music and what it's done, not only for you, but for the people you influence as you're out in the world sharing your gift.
Yes, it is exciting, and I am grateful and blessed to be able to participate in music, and music has influenced me, and I just love the opportunity that I have to be able to share. So I am extremely excited about it. Thank you for inviting me to talk about it.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I noticed that on your website, you said, everywhere we turn in life, we encounter brokenness that presents us with indescribable hurt and deep pain in our souls, and that music is the universal language that speaks healing. That is a powerful statement, Kazia. Now, I am used to calling you Kazia, but I want to let everyone know that you are Dr. Kazia Curry.
That is true, but you may call me Kazia. I don't have a problem with that, just as long as, you know, people don't misuse.
Absolutely. Kazia, elaborate on that statement from your website, please.
That music is the universal language that speaks healing.
Yes.
That is, no matter where you are, if you've traveled locally, only locally, or if you traveled far and wide, anywhere you go, music is integrated into people's lives. It is used to encourage people. It's used to express people's emotions and feelings. It's used to help people express their anger, all these different kinds of things. And it doesn't matter where you are, whether you can speak the language or not. When you hear music, you know it's music. Everybody knows it's music. Now, you may not be familiar with the chords, or there's some countries that have different types of rhythms that they use and that are more prominent. But no matter where you go, it speaks. And so you don't have to know the language. Whenever you hear somebody singing or you hear music, there is a connection that takes place. And so that's what I was talking about when I say music is a universal language. Everywhere we turn in life, we have all kinds of pain and difficulties or tasks that we have to complete. And music has been a vehicle to help people accomplish those things, to express.
That's so true. That really is true. Just as I was saying in the introduction that, you know, I know that when I'm going through one of my valleys, my emotional moments in life, there are certain songs, there are certain artists, there are certain sounds that have the ability to bring me and those thoughts captive. As it says in the word, you know, that we have to captive our thoughts and center them in the right place, which is on, of course, you know, we don't have any problem here in letting people know what we believe, that, you know, that is where my source and my strength comes from. And I know that about you, that the music that you sing helps in so many ways because of the lyrics and the words and the meaning within it. Yes. Now, music is a very intricate part of your life.
Yes.
But as Dr. Kazia, as a college professor, do you find that teaching and music has an overlapping area in your life?
Absolutely. Teaching and singing, in my case, or either performing music, they both educate. They both are communicating a message. They're both forms of communication. So there is absolute overlap. You can communicate through both, and sometimes you communicate in the same way, using both of them at the same time, the actual speaking of the word and the singing of the word, or hearing the music. So I find that when I am teaching, I have a goal. You know, we have objectives. We have certain things that we're supposed to be teaching, right? You have, we have to teach if 2 + 2 = 4, something like that, whatever those types of things are. And with music, you have a goal too. You're trying to communicate to help people understand that people understand how you feel. There is hope. There's an answer. And just like when I teach an objective, you know, I know that 2 + 2 = 4. There's an answer. The same thing is true with music. There is an answer. And so music is one of those things that helps communicate that there is an answer and there you can find hope and healing.
And as you were talking, I want to share also that on top of the title that we just called out for you, you are the wife of a U.S. Army chaplain. And so you have had the extreme pleasure of singing at some of the world-renowned events, especially in traveling throughout the world with him, sharing your message, mentoring in the spirit all over the world, Haiti, Thailand, Hawaii. Is there a memorable experience that speaks to the power of music that you could share with us?
Yes, I have many memories. Some of them are, we always tend to think of the large ones where there's something significant. I have a couple of those, but there's also small things. Sometimes being in a church or in an impromptu setting where you are visiting the hospital with somebody in the hospital, rather, and they're not feeling well, and you sing to them. That's not a huge crowd, but it ministered and it helped people to feel like they were loved. And I had a friend of mine that had an accident in South Africa, and we were there and was able to sing over her bed. Just let her know I love you and that God loves you and you're being prayed for, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that you get the best care you can. So that's a small example, but one of the things that is kind of a fun, huge thing is when I was able to travel to Thailand and work with an organization that helps trafficked women and children, sex trafficked women and children. And that whole situation is just ridiculous and so sad. But I was over there working with some groups that help rescue those people. And we went out to a market and were able to, you know, do some shopping because, you know, you have to have a little time, a little downtime because it's so overwhelming, the magnitude of that. It's so overwhelming. So we were able to go and do some market shopping and some of the beautiful wares that they have and those types of things. And it's this huge street market. And we walked up and down the street, and there was, you know, food vendors and stuff that you would want to eat and stuff that something I would not want to eat. So we were enjoying all that kind of thing. And thousands of people were in the street just walking and talking and enjoying themselves. And then there was, at the front of the street, there was a band that was playing. They had live music playing. And we were talking and walking around, and one of the people said, Kavia, you should go sing with them. And I thought, you know, not, they don't know me. I don't know who they, you know, that kind of thing. But I had some people in my group that were adventurers. So they went up to the people, and they was like, we got somebody that we think you should let come and sing on stage. So they're like, oh, okay. And it was a, like, who does that, right? It was a Korean group that was over, they were over in Thailand working to do mission work, and they were sharing their mission and preaching and teaching and singing. And so I was able to get on the stage with literally thousands of people in the street in Thailand and sing. And share, saying, oh, happy day, about the true gospel message of Jesus taking your sins away and changing your life, revolutionizing your life. And so that was so cool, and it was just an amazing event. But that doesn't compare, or I should say it doesn't outweigh the small event where I was next to my friend's hospital bed. So those are two events that are similar in magnitude in my mind.
I completely agree and understand what you're saying. While the hospital was a one-on-one scenario and you were ministering to a friend, but using your vehicle, your voice and your song, your lyrics, your use music to communicate hope. You did the same thing on a stage with thousands of people. One, you didn't know them, and two, almost sure that I could say you were a minority in that crowd. So
you can say with certainty.
Absolutely.
I was one of the only chocolate chips in the cookie, as you can say. And it was okay because, you know, I'm used to that.
I think what's important is that it didn't matter.
That's right.
Music is universal.
That's right. That's a perfect example because that showed just how universal music is, because people that I couldn't speak Thai, and of course I couldn't speak Korean, but when I sang that song, people were familiar enough with that song from all around the world that they were singing along with it.
Look at that.
So that was just incredible. And so I just was like, okay, this really is an example of how universal. And God created music, so he knew how to make it so that people can communicate without having those kinds of like languages. That's a different kind of language. He was able to do that. And so it was incredible to see people all in one accord on the same page in harmony doing that. So that was quite incredible. And I probably have little videos of me all around the world. And some people's iPhones and things like that. I don't have any idea where that stuff ended up, but at least I was doing something good. So.
Right. And who knows, it may still be circulating out there, you know, because it's an eternal peace that lasts, you know, it is aromatherapy for the soul, which is, you know, why the title fits so, you know, so effectively today. Now, your name, your parents, they chose it. Intentionally.
Yes.
And it has a specific meaning. And let me ask you, do you think that them spending the time to choose your name with such care has made a difference for you and your music and your message in your lifetime?
I most certainly do. We always talk about, you know, in the educational setting, you talk about not calling people names and bullying people because you don't want to affect them negatively. Well, that's because there is power in a name calling. And so my parents did intentionally name me and my sister names from the Bible that had specific meaning. And what I have seen is that I have actually come into what my name is, because they've been calling me that all my whole life. So my name is from the book of Job in the last chapter, you know, the story of Job where he was favored by God, and then Satan was like, no, God, you're just showing favoritism, and you don't really, you're not really fair. And God's like, you know what? Test him and see. He's gonna trust me. He's gonna come through. And Job didn't know all this was going on, and so he was kind of in the middle of all this when God and Satan were battling. He had everything stripped away from him. The most incredible brokenness you can imagine in the entire world outside of Jesus. Suffering. But Job was suffered, and he had his children were killed, and his wealth was stripped away, his health was taken away. And after all of that, he went through this incredibly intense pain. And after that, God showed himself to be faithful and showed that Job was able to make it through that with him. And in the end, he blessed Job again with returning some of the wealth and increasing it. And one of the things that he did was he gave Job back other children. And he gave him the same number of children that he had initially. He gave him 10 children, 3 girls and 7 boys. And one of the girls, the second girl born, is named Keziah. And her name means spicy or fragrant aroma. And as I've been doing more research, actually this year even, I found out more. It's not just about spicy. It comes from the cinnamon tree or cassia, those fragrances, which is a cinnamon base. But in order to get that fragrance, in order to get a cinnamon, you've seen a cinnamon stick, right, where it's kind of curled or circular. And what happens is you have to cut that bark, and it curls up. And in order to get the fragrance, it has to be cut. And that is very significant because of the, you know, the many things that God has brought in my life that have cut me, that have hurt me. And I've had to stand on the truth, the essence, the pure essence of the oil, so to speak, or the essence of the fragrance, the truth that God is faithful even in the cutting, even in the difficulty. And so that is an example of what the, my name means. That my name comes from very rich heritage, and they were very intentional, and I do see me living that out very much so.
It's beautiful, beautiful, because it speaks to those hurts, those pains, those deep pains. Now it brings full understanding to what's written on your website, that you have been tried and you have been tested, and you understand that it is better to stand for the truth of God than to be in the world and living by their standards and their compromising ways of quick sticks in a hurry, let me get it, don't want to spend the time digging, travailing, you know, putting in the effort. Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome.
And it's
and
easy to do that.
That,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, right. That's it. But you were able to effectively communicate that. And what I love about it is that now I'm going to a place that is a little different, but we said we're going to let the Holy Spirit have his way with our conversation. And that communication is really critical. It is so critical. Being able to say what you mean so that you could be heard and understood. What's your thoughts about our language and lyrics that are prevalent in our music today?
It is doing the same thing that happens when we call somebody out of our name or when we misname something. I know we don't like labels because people feel like labels limit people and that kind of stuff, but sometimes you need a label because you need to know what it is you're dealing with. You need to understand if are you dealing with a rose or a chrysanthemum. They're differences. And so what you call things are important. So I think what we're dealing with as a whole and at large in society is much negative attention. And I've done some research, and not an extensive amount, so this is still, I'm still learning, but words have frequency. Your it's very interesting. I was in the studio yesterday, and we were doing some recording, and they have a picture of my voice on the screen, and it got down to the different frequencies that are in my voice. And I didn't realize that one voice, your single voice, has many, multiple frequencies. There's like layers and harmonies, they call them, in, within your one voice. So it's not even multiple voices. So just seeing that, and those frequencies can be helpful, or they can be, when they're isolated and they're taken out of context, it sounded so weird. It sounded like I was screaming, or that I was like sick or in a hole, because it had taken my voice out of context. They just had pulled out one of the frequencies because they were trying to work on it. And that's exactly what's happening with our communication in our music, in our lyrics as a whole. It is creating discord. it's creating pain, and it's creating frequencies that are deafening and not healing to the ears. So I have a very strong opinion, and it's not just an opinion. It's actually, like I said, backed up by science, and that shows that when you are saying things that are not true, when you're saying things that are not uplifting, if you're saying things that are not noble, and the Bible talks about those things in Philippians 4:8, things that are true, noble, respectable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. When you are doing those, saying those negative things, it is actually hurting you. It is causing actual scientific hurt and pain, besides the fact that it's hurting your mind. So, yes, I have strong opinions about that, because it can hurt or heal.
Yeah. That is, I could visualize as you spoke about the frequency. I literally sat and closed my eyes, and I could visualize how that looked. And then when you went on to talk about how the voice frequencies can sow discord and create pain, I could visualize that. I'm seeing a book or something coming out about this idea. This is really good because it's scientific. You're not stating something that's just a feeling. You're stating a scientific fact. And we're not bashing the change of chords. We're not bashing music from a standpoint of sound. We're just saying the choice of words.
That's right.
The choice of words.
That's right.
Can either be positive or painful.
That's right.
And so
I have a friend who. Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
No. I'm glad to hear. You were saying you have a friend.
Yes, I have a friend who practices musical therapy at she was at Cleveland Clinic, and she's an expert in this field, and she has demonstrated over and over again the power of music to help heal. This is her job at the Cleveland Clinic, where there's cancer patients and all kinds of ailments, to where people are diagnosed with real issues, real sicknesses. She goes in and she does music therapy with them because it makes a scientific difference. And she doesn't just use any kind of music. She uses different genres of music, yes, but it's not music that is sowing discord. It's not negative. It's all the stuff that is helpful. And she has shown over and over and over again, time after time, that music can heal. So this is not something, and you know, if Cleveland Clinic is going to hire somebody to do something, you need to kind of know. You can't just be stepping up in there talking about, well, I think it's got to be real. And so this is all stuff that God has already said anyway. God has already given us this. He's told us that, you know, music, we're supposed to sing to each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and things that help heal and think about these positive things. So, and think on Him.
That's true. I find as a business owner that I hold myself accountable to set the atmosphere for the salon. And I have found that there are specific genres and moods that need to be set at specific times of the day, because in general, we're all hustling and bustling, so we start very soft and melodic in the morning, so that when we are coming in after hustling to get our family off and the multitasking and all of that, it kind of soothes and calms and sets a pace for productivity. And then somewhere around 3 or 4, when people are starting to come in after being at work all day, after dealing with the trials and, you know, of work and all of those type of things and family and calls and clients, that they want to come in, they need something to kind of uplift them. So we still keep it motivational, but we bring the beat up just a little bit in order to bring them in and usher them in to an atmosphere that's welcoming and inviting, but kind of brings that mood up just a little bit. And, you know, at the end of the day, we bring it all the way back down. We close it back out. We calm it back down with, you know, soft music. So I so understand what you're saying. And I thank you because you brought a balance of the science behind it to what the experience has been. So I thank you for that.
Now, you're welcome.
You have several CDs, Kazia. And I know that you're actually working on one right now. Tell us a little bit about that, and also how can we get some of your music?
Well, I have 2 CDs so far, and I'm working on a third. The first one was inspirational, and I did several cover songs, a couple of original songs, but cover songs with songs that meant a lot to me, and that helped me along the way. The second one is a Christmas. I love Christmas, and the reason for the season is Jesus, and I love that because I love the festive nature of Christmas music and then the message. And then this third one that I'm working on is all original arrangement and or composition, And it is titled, these are the first people that actually know this, it's going to be titled Color Me Love from one of the title tracks there. And it is addressing different genres of music, but the whole purpose is to bring about reconciliation. Reconciliation, obviously, in our country is black and white. There's other places in the world where there's reconciliation that needs to take place. But ultimately, reconciliation for humans to God. God has, he wants to be in our lives. He wants to us to trust him. And so we need to be reconciled to him through Jesus. And so that is what this third album is working on. And in the studios, and we'll be in the studio later on today, too, some more to work on that. But you can get it at www.keziamusic.com. And there you kind of see a little bit of my story and see some of the music and why I do what I do and the way I do it. And I have just been very, very blessed because everybody has their gifting. You know, you have your gifting. I'm looking at my little hair now. It is gorgeous, and God has gifted you. But that is one of the things that God has been absolutely, because there is something that, you know, everybody, God has given somebody to do everything. Excuse me, I'm sorry. God has given people gifts to do. And that's one of the things that he's enabled me to be able to do and entrusted me with. And so I don't take it lightly at all. So I'm working on that. I do conferences. I do retreats, all kinds of things. So if you're interested in that, I would love for you to take a look and take a listen and see what God is saying to you. And I'd love to be involved in what you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing time with us in this space of the Salon Conversation to the podcast. And it has been invigorating to share this this time and listen and grow with you in a better understanding of why music is so powerful, why it is the aromatherapy for our soul, and that because it was set up by God himself to be a healing source for us and commanded of us to do, we now understand. We can put those pieces together. We now understand why it's so powerful. Thank you again, Kazim. It has been just awesome having you and sharing your story with our virtual listeners.
You are so welcome. It has been a pleasure. And, you know, I love you to life.
Yes. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our virtual listeners today?
I think I would say I am the ultimate educator, so I always have to bring something back around to the teaching and learning process. And so I would say do your research on everything and everyone, because truth is enduring. So no matter what you throw at it, how you try to dismantle, if it's true, if something is true, it can withstand investigation. So do research. And, you know, as a researcher, I have to do all this all the time. And one of the things I would say is there's some key pieces to doing good research. I call them the ABCs of research. Ask the right questions. There is a such thing as bad question. People can say, there's no such thing as a bad question. Yes, there are. You have to ask the right questions. And those questions can be found in Philippians 4:8. And then I would say, B, bring in all the resources. Look at all the options and the perspectives so that you can answer the questions properly. Study the words. Study the environment. Study. And then C, I would say, is consider the context. What is the whole picture? You're not just asking questions to answer one specific thing. You're trying to figure out, how does this fit into life? How does this benefit me and others? How does it make sense, and what is the purpose of it? So I would say do your research about everything and everyone and follow the ABCs of research, ask the right questions, bring in all the resources, and consider the context.
Thank you so much. That's really good. I was actually sitting here writing it down because I want to carry that with me. We want to thank you again for being with us. Thank you for that word education, and we are looking forward to supporting you on your journey of ministry through music, the power of music, aromatherapy for the soul.
Thank you so much. It's a blessing and a pleasure.
Now, it's time, my favorite time of the show, for us to spotlight a listener during our Let's Celebrate You segment. We receive testimonies from listeners on how they deal with adversities or life-altering challenges that can derail them, and they like to share their action or the change that they've taken to overcome issues personally or professionally in their lives. And we're fortunate today that we're going to bless our listener recipient today, who is Crystal Durham of the 90 Days of Love Incorporation. Crystal works tirelessly to build a network to support foster care youth that age out of the system. They age out at the age of 18. She did a fundraiser in order to raise money and to secure buying a home to give recipients a place to go for 90 days after aging out so that their transition into the world has a deeper meaning and a longer-lasting support for them. And we want to congratulate Crystal Durham from the 90 Days of Love Incorporated for your tireless work for the aged-out foster care youth Atlanta. Congratulations, Crystal. Let's Celebrate You segment is sponsored today by Salon BKB. You can connect with them at www.salonbkb.com. And on social media sites, 770-557-1154, and the social media at Salon BKB. Again, we want to thank Atlanta Life Media Agency for sponsoring our show, and our special guest, Dr. Kazia McNeil-Curry, and for sharing the wisdom and insights of the power of music, aromatherapy for the soul. Her full bio and contact information will be posted and is posted on our website. We want to hear from you. Please share your concerns, your thoughts, your triumphs, and celebrations with us at It's Our Time at up2meradio.com. And don't forget to subscribe so that you'll get email notices and the show alerts like her ABCs of the research, which will be posted on the website, and all the juicy behind-the-scenes post notes and additional resource information. Our podcast can be heard on uptomeradio.com and on Facebook at It's Our Time, Up to Me Radio. We're also on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. Well, virtual listeners, I want to thank you for joining us, our virtual salon conversation, where we connect, bond, and build strong alliances through our stories. Remember, listen, follow, and please share this podcast so that it can be a blessing to others as well. And until next time, remember, everybody has a story to tell. What's your story?
Troubles come and troubles go.
None of these things move me.
There'll be highs and there'll be lows.
None of these things move me.
Because I know God's word is true. I know that He will come through.
None of these things move me.
There are times when I'm afraid. Times when I'm okay.
None of these things move me.
Satan throws his fiery darts. I know him who holds my heart.
None of these things move me.
God who loves you so.
None of these things move me.
All you need is in His word. Every prayer you cry is heard.
None of these things move me.
On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Troubles come and troubles.